Beloit, the city manager himself, Jason Raby. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing great.
You survived your long trip to Texas for Thanksgiving?
Yep, we did. Yeah, I thought I was going to, there was some contest on Facebook. I thought I was going to get it, but not quite.
Yeah, you had the one up me.
It should have been driving distance. I don't know if those other people flew
see,
or
I don't know. Smith Center, New York. I don't know if that was driving or not. Yeah, if it was, you get beat on that one. 827 miles one
something
way.
Something like that. Yeah, it was, it was it was a haul. But, you know, nice thing is it's 35, you know, Highway 30, Interstate 35, so you can just haul, you know.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. So who are you visiting down there?
Julia's family, my wife's family. They're all down there. So I went down there and kind of like we were talking off the air here. There's a lot. I saw a lot of deer deer parts on the road, so we were lucky you missed all of them. So,
Well,
there's a lot of those in Texas, though. They're just like regular deer, only smaller.
Yeah, they're little puppies. Yeah, that's what I noticed.
Smaller.
Yeah,
exactly. They're just like a deer, only smaller.
Little doggy deers.
Well, what was the weather like down there?
It was like 70, 75. Yeah, pretty beautiful all over.
So about what it was here.
Yeah, exactly. So I went south for no reason, but
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Right. And you survived with your whole family.
Yeah, exactly. That's my wife's family. Thing. Yeah, the in-laws. Yeah. We made it. So
no, them too. And I was talking about your kids in the
car. Oh yeah, exactly.
Interesting. You went that route. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
interesting.
Hope my wife's
not surprising. Just interesting.
If Julia's listening right now, going, interesting. He went in that direction.
It was a great time.
Yeah. Okay. way to backpedal.
Yeah, exactly.
Hit the brakes, just like I did when the deer were coming out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, so
at least he didn't clip any of them.
Not yet.
There'll still be some collateral damage.
Yeah. Jason was knocking on wood right here quite a bit when he was saying, "Oh, I don't happen. I haven't had a deer before." And later today, hey, guess what happened to me on the way back to Beloit?
I finished that one off.
Yeah,
for you,
took care of the other family member that I. Yeah. Okay, so Jason Raby is with us. Thanksgiving is in the books, and now we're getting close to closing out 2017. What's in the works and what's going on?
Yeah, I think a lot of exciting things. You know, we're kind of past some projects that we've gotten finished up, and I think since the last time we talked, you know, we'll get the water thing right out of the way, but we've gotten a lot of headway with that. I got Representative Kincannon got involved with it to really help us push that through, so we're just waiting for the final paper permit to come back in the mail, and then hopefully we can get that switched over. That will really help us with the compliance issue that we've been dealing with for the last couple of years. So that's some really exciting news. We've gone ahead and already got the infrastructure, the minor infrastructure changes at the plant done. So I'll take care of that issue. As we've talked before, we're also working on the feasibility study just for the region, and so that's with the Rural Water Districts 2 and 3. And so Rural Water 3 and us have gotten those agreements approved, and I believe 2 is going to meet on the 7th and hopefully approve that as well, and we'll have a kickoff meeting with the Rural Water Districts to kind of, again, get everything buttoned down of exactly what we're going to study as far as if this is regionally a thing that we can do for the water plant on the 8th of December. So things are really moving along in that regard. You know, it's just that slow, methodical, but you know, that constant pressure. So I think we're all motivated to keep seeing that through. And but some things going forward that we're working on, for example, if you drove North Walnut, which a lot of people do there, the entrance into Beloit right there by the high school and everything, and the athletic fields, have seen a lot of flags and surveying crews. And so we're already taking some steps just to get that project kind of looked at and designed and studied so that we kind of have a major project that we can pull off the shelf when it makes sense from a budget standpoint. So especially since we're going to be doing some, you know, some pedestrian and crossing improvements through there from the grant that we got from KDOT, which is, you know, a pretty needed area if you've ever been up there for a high school game or a you know, track and field event, et cetera. Not only does the road need some improvement, but, you know, the pedestrian capabilities of that area need some improvement. So that'll be really exciting too. But so that takes a lot of time. But.
Well, on that pedestrian and bicycle paths, the trails, the things like that have been talked about, and then the master plan for that was approved at last week's meeting and included in the city's comprehensive plan. Talking about a process of 10 to 20 years, if it's all fully implemented, several million dollars on the price tag when it's all said and done, how much of the grant funding would be available to offset?
Yeah, they're all unique, of course, and there's different types of grant avenues. But a lot of times, what you'll see is, you know, a 10 or a 20% match on the local level for a lot of those. So it's a really great way for us to leverage those dollars from, and a lot of them come from the feds, you know, from the federal Department of Transportation, and trickle down through the state DOT programs. But yet, there's also other, you know, more private-oriented grant programs, you know, like for example, the little trail we put in up there at the North Campus area, that was a, you know, Sunflower, I can't remember the exact name of the nonprofit, but, you know, that awarded that grant, and where they got those dollars from, I don't know. But, yeah, if you look at it from a long-term perspective, 20, 30, 40 years, you know, a lot of that's going to be piggybacked off either grants or other projects. And we did about we put a survey out there, and I think it might still be available if you go on our Facebook page. But, you know, if those pedestrian and bicycle improvements, asking people what they want to see the most. And we got a lot of, you know, vast majority of positive responses. I think we got 80, 90 surveys, which for just a small push, if you 80, 90 surveys, and you look at how many people also vote, you know, it's a pretty good turnout, you know. So we got some great responses, and, you know, a lot of people want to see it, especially on the pedestrian side. And I think that harkens to the fact that it's not just for youth or younger people, but we have a lot of, you know, seasoned citizens or retirees or empty nesters that are also looking for those safe avenues to explore the community.
Well, the reason I ask is because when that was all put out at the meeting last week, when you add it all up, even though you look at it course of time over, you know, say 10 to 20 years, it seems like a really high price tag. You know, to a lot of people, I've had that expressed to me from a few different ways. But when you look at it from the standpoint that at the local level, you could be talking about contributions at 10 to 20 cents on the dollar, doesn't make it seem so bad.
And we are fully aware. I totally agree with you on that. And a lot of that was, you know, I think the high price tag, and I'll just say it, you know, that was like $6 million. Well, that's doing everything in concrete and you know,
and
certain
it
ways.
Was upwards of.
And so I think we put a couple different, in the newest report, a couple different levels in there where it could just be that AB3 aggregate stuff or anything like that. And you do it in baby steps like that or on the backside of a project. And a lot of those are just, you know, complete estimates. And some of those projects may never happen, you know. But yeah, it's one of those that I think would only happen if we can get some great federal or state participation in it.
Meeting tonight.
Yes.
That's a pretty important thing we need to get to. So tell us about that.
Yeah, the strategic doing meeting. I mean, that's a big thing. We had the first initial one, I believe, back in September, and got a lot of great ideas. I think Heather Hartman said we had over 600 different ideas that she kind of categorized and got boiled down for. So I think it's a big we had the second biggest turnout of all the county, I think 26 counties or something like that in the Dane Hansen region.
26 and, or 28, something
like that.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. And so we had a huge turnout for that. And so hopefully we can get another great turnout tonight, because this is going to be kind of the next step, the actual doing part of it. And what are we going to do to implement these, or which is the ones that are going to rise to the top? So if you're passionate about something, and pretty much anything is there, for ranging from, you know, event centers to trails to, you know, mental health things to, you know, the Littlewood Schoolhouse. I mean, if you're passionate about one of those subjects, then definitely come.
Well, I think that as far as I understand it, the goal of the meeting tonight is to start whittling these ideas down and getting a gauge for what people are interested in, what projects, and kind of making maybe little committees of, you know, people to put these things into action. You know, they call it strategic doing instead of strategic planning, because it's about the action that has to take place in order to do that. Everybody can plan, but it's sometimes tougher to get people together and on the same page to
actually
progress with it.
Exactly.
All right. And once again, that's where and what time?
That'll be 7 o'clock tonight at the NCK Tech College, their conference room. So exactly, if you went there last time, it's the exact same place.
Okay.
So.
And then anything else you want to cover before we let you
go? No, I think I just want a huge thank you to everybody that got the Chautauqua Isle of Lights done. I went through that already. A lot of great new displays out there, and it's pretty sweet to see. So it's a huge effort by community members, and I know a lot of the city and different employees were involved. And you know, but thanks to the city employees also for getting some of the decorations up through town. So that's always fun to see. So but yeah, that's about all.
Right, so if there's a motto or slogan that best describes you, that's our today's Facebook question of the day. What's the best one to describe Jason Raby? Or what would your wife maybe use to describe you, or your family or mother-in-law or whatever, whatever you want to use here?
Well, that's
puts you right on the spot. Doesn't it?
I would say Adaptable is the best way to do it. That might be a way to
Captain
put it.
Adaptable. Captain Adaptable.
I've seen his face adapt since he's been here.
This is No Shave November.
He kind of had the close beard type thing. Now it's the grown out beard. I've seen him completely have it shaved off, and he looked like he was 14.
Yes, that's why.
When he came in the baseball dugout during the summer, like, who's this guy? Is he a new member of the team? No, he's our coach. He just shaved his face.
New 10-year-old showing up.
Last time I shaved mine was like 3 or 4 years ago, and I came out of the bathroom, my daughter says, "Dad, you look weird. Yeah. Don't ever do that again."
Yeah, it'll be clean. It'll be cleaned up here in a little while. I'm sure I've had some council members or mayor probably maybe a little concerned of, am I turning into a mountain man? But it's kind of the whole no shave November. I'm just kind of like, I'm just gonna let it roll.
Well, so. You only got today and tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. Got two more days.
Friday, you can shave it off, or stay up till midnight and officially make it go.
So,
all right. Well, Jason, we thank you for the time as always. We'll see you again next month.
All right, thanks, Wade.
That's Jason Raby, city manager of Beloit. Join us on Community Matters at the end of each month, right here on KD Country 94.